is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The African continent has surpassed 2 million confirmed cases of coronavirus, and a top public health official warns we are inevitably edging toward a second wave of infections. The 54-nation continent of 1.3 billion people is being warned against prevention fatigue as countries loosen pandemic restrictions to ease their economy suffering. Japan's new coronavirus infections have hit a record high, and the prime minister is urging maximum caution, but it stopped short of calling for restrictions on travel or business. The health ministry on Thursday reported over 2,100 new cases, the first time Japan has had more than 2,000 new daily cases since the pandemic began. It has seen an uptick in cases in recent days, with record highs both nationally and in Tokyo, the country's largest city. Overwhelmed hospitals in the United States are converting chapels, cafeterias, waiting rooms, hallways, even parking garages into patient treatment areas. Staff members are desperately calling around to other medical centers in search of open beds. Fatigue and frustration are setting in among frontline health workers. The number of people in the hospital with COVID-19 in the U.S. has doubled in the past month and set new records every day this week. Pfizer says new test results show its coronavirus vaccine is 95% effective. The company said results also show it appears safe and protects older people who are most at risk of dying from COVID-19. It's the final data needed to seek emergency use of limited shot supplies, even as the catastrophic outbreak worsens across the globe. Wednesday's announcement comes just a week after the company first revealed promising preliminary results. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump will sharply reduce the number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan from 4,500 to 2,500 before he leaves office. The Pentagon announced this earlier this week, but the president stopped short of calling for the complete withdrawal of troops by Christmas, which was originally discussed. Trump's decision to limit himself to a partial withdrawal was first reported by Reuters on Monday and has triggered warnings from critics who say it will undermine security and hurt fragile peace talks with the Taliban. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller confirmed the drawdown and also outlined a modest withdrawal of forces in Iraq that will reduce troop levels there from 3,000 to 2,500. A shocking military report into war crimes has found evidence that elite Australian troops unlawfully killed 39 Afghan prisoners, farmers, and civilians. Defense Force Chief Angus Campbell, who's a general, says the shameful record included alleged instances in which new patrol members would shoot a prisoner in order to achieve their first kill in a practice known as blooding. The chief was announcing the findings of a four-year investigation in which over 400 witnesses were interviewed and thousands of pages of documents reviewed. Campbell said he unreservedly apologizes to the Afghan people. U.S. President Donald Trump's effort to overturn projected President-elect Joe Biden's victory is shifting toward election boards that certify the vote count. The fight is centered in the battleground states that sealed Biden's win. Local officials say the moves don't reflect a coordinated effort, but instead seem to be inspired by Mr. Trump's rhetoric about fraud as state and federal courts push aside legal challenges filed by Trump and others. The devastation caused by Hurricane Iota is becoming clear as communications are restored after the second Category 4 hurricane in 2 weeks to blast Nicaragua's Caribbean coast. The official death toll rose to 16 in Nicaragua, with victims swept away by swollen rivers or buried in landslides. Iota struck Monday evening as a Category 4 hurricane, hitting nearly the same location as Hurricane Eta 2 weeks earlier. By early Wednesday, Iota had dissipated over El Salvador, but the storm's torrential rains remain a threat. And U.S. prosecutors have formally dropped a drug trafficking and money laundering case against a former Mexican defense secretary. It's a stunning reversal that came after a pressure campaign from Mexico. One American official said Mexico threatened to expel the Drug Enforcement Administration's regional director and other agents unless the U.S. dropped the case. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.